I want to welcome everyone to Yeshiva Torah Shraga's Yom Iyun. The session that is being recorded is a Psycho Torah approach to discipline. As I sit around the room, and I think somebody else is going to come in a minute or two, I think that you will note that there are different ages of people sitting around this room. And no matter what age you're coming from, the topic of discipline, certainly disciplining our children, is an important one. One that needs engagement way before we even get married. And certainly one that needs a tremendous amount of emphasis once we already have, if we're zoche, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once we have children, and throughout our end years. Over Shabbos, I was thinking about a story that I would like to start off with. And I was wondering, you know, what would be the most appropriate story, maybe personal experience, that I could share with you. And while I don't have a personal experience yet to share with you, what I do want to do is I want to share with you a story that I'm very fond of. Some of you may have heard it before. Share right here. Some of you may have heard it before. And I think that there's a tremendous amount of Musa Haskell from the story. The story was basically about a father who wanted to connect, who wanted to really relate to his child. And he developed a minhag in his own home that when his daughter or when his son would reach the ripe age of about 5 or 6 years old, that he would take them out to a forest, and he would spend some time in nature, just quality time with them. And so this father is very excited, and his oldest is about to turn the age of 5 and a half, and it's over at summer vacation like we are right now, and he can hardly wait, and he's been waiting for this moment for the longest time, just to relate to his son in a very quality manner, without the distractions of school, without the distractions of computers and other family members. Takes his son, rents out a bungalow, and tells his son, we're here for a couple of days, and every day we'll go on trips and we'll walk together. Son really not knowing what to expect, and not really leaving from the city, not really being in an environment where there's a lot of trees. This forest was also very excited about it. Sure enough, the first day, everybody wakes up nice and early, and they finish breakfast, they're about to take the first walk. They walk out of the bungalow, this beautiful path. So hand in hand, they're walking together on this path. And as they're walking, the father decides to explain and to describe to his son what nature is all about. He turns around and he sees a beautiful rose, and he says, this is a rose. Come close, smell the rose, see how beautiful it is. Be careful that you don't touch it. There are thorns in this rose. And the child smells the rose and he's loving it. And they walk some more, and they see a worm or two. And he says to the child, look over here. You see this slimy thing that's walking around. It's not a snake. It's a worm. This is what it does. And with worms, you're able to fertilize the land even more. And he begins to describe, and he gives to educate his son in this manner. He walks a little bit more. He notices some birds, different colors. And again, you can imagine, I can go on for another hour with this description, but I'll cut it short, but you can imagine the great excitement that the father had. So the father is going, and he's walking, and he's pointing, and he's talking, and before he realizes it, he turns back and he doesn't see his son anymore. The son was focusing on some creature below on the earth, had ducked down. The father really didn't realize. The father kept on walking. This child was left behind looking at a particular creature. When the son rose up, he also did not see his father. So the son, not knowing what to do, did something which was very instinctual to them. And he screamed out, Abba! And an echo from the forest screamed back at him, Abba! And he screamed out again, Abba, where are you? And the echo again repeated, Abba, where are you? And the father, hearing the words and the shouts of his son, began to turn around and to run back. So he came back, he saw his child almost about to cry, he picked him up, he held him, embraced him so beautifully. And he says, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to be ahead of you. So the son turns around to his father and he says, but Abba, what is that? He's like, what is what? Listen, Abba! And he hears the echo of Abba. So the father, without taking even a minute to think about it, turns to his son and says, that's life. The child looks at him in a tremendous amount of puzzlement. He says, that's life? Yes, I want you to hear something very closely. And the father now shouts out to the forest, I love you. And the forest repeats and the echo comes back, I love you. You are my dear son. And again, you are my dear son. He goes, that's life. The Musa Haskell of this particular story is that whatever you put in, that's what you get in return. That's life. And that was a very important lesson that the father had wanted to teach his son. And I think that lesson is very apropos to our discussion today. That whatever you put in, whatever thought, whatever effort, whatever behavior, whatever expense, whatever time you put into thinking about, into raising your own children, Bezrat Hashem, you will also get back the investment of it. And the very fact that some of you are here today thinking about it and acknowledging that this is an area that you need further growth, maybe to think about it a little bit more, Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you a bracha to get back in many folds the schar of that. One of my most favorite statements from the Gra is in source number one. So the Gra says, on the pasuk hachzek b'musar atiref, quoted in Mishle, which basically means that we should hold on to Musar, and the way that I define Musar is growth. We should hold on to growth. We shouldn't let it go. Nitzray ki chayecha, hold on to it, because this is your life. Pirush Gra, what does it mean, ki hi chayecha? What does that mean? V'zeh l'shono, ki ma sha'adam chay, hu kedei lishbor ma shelo shavar, adhena oto amida. L'chen tzarich tamid l'itchazek, v'le'im lo itchazek, lama lo chayim. Says the Gra, beautiful, beautiful pshat in this pasuk. You know what it means, hachzek b'musar? You know what it means to hold on to growth, to musar? It means that this is your life. The purpose of man is what? Is to break that within him, to break the bad midos, to break things that don't allow him to grow, and to continuously try to strive for growth. Because if you don't do that, the Gra says, what is the point? Im lo yitchazek, if you don't strengthen yourself, if you don't try to grow, if you're just standing still, lama lo chayim, that's the purpose of life. And with that, we'll begin. Discipline is not just what we tend to think maybe as punishment. Discipline is very, very different than punishment. And the Torah, I think, tries to give us a very different description of what's known in the cultural society. This topic is called the psycho-Torah approach. What is a psycho about it? The Torah already has in it all of the wisdoms of the world, sciences and psychology and all the other ologies that exist. And what we're doing today is we're going to look at, from a Torah perspective, a little bit about the psychological aspects of what chinuch is all about, what discipline is all about. So let's begin. What's the source for chinuch?
That was very early. Can I just ask a question?
Sure. Well, lishbor, because if you read further, I didn't quote the whole thing. Lishbor here is to break the bad midah that you have. And there's a further description that I didn't share here with you, but that's what it means. So what's the source for chinuch in the Torah? So some will suggest that the sources in source number 3, Lo tisnai techicha b'vavecha, comes to us from Vayikra, Perek Yutet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, that we're commanded not to hate our brothers in our hearts. And here's the point, the next words, Hocheach tochiach et amitacha, that we have to reprove our fellow colleagues, etamitacha, velo tisa alav chet. And once we do so, that we shouldn't bear sin because of him. Rashi and the Sifra say right away, what does it mean that you shouldn't have sin? You shouldn't come to sin because of him. Rashi tells us right away, I didn't quote it for you, but I'll tell you it from the outside, that you have to be very careful on how you are mochiach, how you are going to rebuke other people. Because if you rebuke in the wrong way, then you yourself are going to come to sin. Chazal tell us also in this pasuk that you have to be careful. The rebuking is important because rebuking allows us to grow. Saying to someone who doesn't know the correct derech, hey, this is the way that you should follow, that's wonderful, that's great, and that's something that the Torah wants us to do. But the manner in which you say it, the manner in which you are directing your chinuch or your reproving has to be done very carefully. Chazal tell us that you have to be careful, because if you don't do it in the correct manner, it's going to boomerang. It's going to come right back to you. You think somebody else is sinning? You can tell them. You can tell them to do things differently. But do it in such a way that they can hear it and that they can actually do the correct thing. And if you don't do it in the correct thing, what's going to happen is you yourself are going to sin. Tells us Shlomo HaMelech, who was blessed with a tremendous gift of wisdom of Chochmah, in source number 3. If you want a direction of how to reprove, how to rebuke somebody else, and certainly our children, tells us Shlomo HaMelech, Ben Chacham Musar Af, that a wise son is someone who desires, who wants his father to discipline him. Veleitz Lo Shema Gara, but a fool does not really hear rebuke, does not hear Gara. So Shlomo HaMelech begins to tell us that the process of rebuking, maybe the process of disciplining, and I would suggest the process of chinuch, is something that is not just coming necessarily just from the parent. That if you have a child, sometimes a child needs structure, sometimes a child yearns to know what the correct way, and sometimes children don't know. We all know that, you know, when infants, they don't necessarily know how to walk yet, they don't know how to talk, and with the help of other beings, external beings, then eventually they learn it. So here Shlomo HaMelech also tells us something a little bit deeper, and he says that this process of growth, the process of chinuch, is something that the child also is yearning for. Ben Chacham Musarav, that a ben who is going to be eventually wise, he needs to have the musar, the growth, from his father. Shlomo HaMelech also tells us in source number 4, Chosech Shifto Sone Beno, that a person who spares his rod hates his child. Meaning what? Person who does not, we'll talk about what does it mean to spare your rod, and my interpretation is not necessarily to be physically abusive to your child, but I think in the context of the culture of that time, and certainly in the context of the message of what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, is that a father or a mother who do not engage their children in a manner that is growth directed, who don't give them maybe boundaries, who don't discipline them, then there are people that really hate their children. Ve'ohavo shicharo musar. But a person who loves them, the father that loves them, so he disciplines him in his youth. That's what Shlomo HaMelech tells us. And therefore, again, the theme here is that discipline is warranted. Discipline is wanted. Discipline is something that we're not only commanded from the Torah, but is also is a great, tremendous benefit to the child himself or herself. So how do we go about disciplining? Is it with the rod, as Shlomo HaMelech may seem to present? Source number 5 in Masechah Sanhedrin, Chazal tell us the following. Tana Rabbanan, Leolam tiyeh smol doche, v'yamin mekerevet, lo ke'ilisha shedachfu legachazi b'shtay yadayim. Chazal teach us that you have to have a balanced approach. You have to have an approach in which the left hand is doche, maybe the left hand is the one that is a little bit more structured, more rigid, more on top of things, more fixed. But at the same time, while you're having this approach, you need to have the right hand to be able to bring in. You can't just have structure. You can't just have rigidity. You can't just have expectations. You have to be able to use your right hand. And I think what's interesting to me, certainly on a professional level, in the world of psychology, notice that it's the right hand that is bringing in. Which is the hand of our strength? Which is the hand that the Chazal usually say that has Yad Chazakah? It's usually our right hand. It's dafka with that hand that we're supposed to bring in. We're supposed to be able to show our love and warmth to our children, dafka with that hand. And it's the left hand, the one that's the weaker hand, that's supposed to, as it were, to present a strict discipline. It's a beautiful Bereishi Rabba that talks about this theme a little bit more in source number 6. Vochiach Avraham et Avimelech Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina HaTochacha Mevi'a Lidei Ahava. The tochacha, maybe what we can learn from the Sanhedrin, the tochacha, the process of rebuke, ultimately leads to ahava. Shenemar hochiach lechacham v'yavecha The process in which we are mechanech our children, the process in which we sort of call, we provide discipline to children, has to be a process that incorporates in it a lot of love. It's a process that Bezrat Hashem, love will come out of it, but the process itself has to be one that has to have love in it. And if you don't have love, if you don't engage someone in that manner, then it's really not the correct tochacha as well. And by the way, if you continue reading on the Bereshis Rabbah, it says that kol ava she'eni ma tochacha eina ava. Rama Rosh Lakish, tochacha mivi'a lidei shalom. That you see tochacha, the process of rebuke, the process of improving things, doesn't just bring about love, it brings shalom. And what is shalom? Shalom comes from the root word of shalem, of shlemut. If we go about it in the right way, if we try to focus on the growth of our children, then not only will we bring from it a sense of love and a sense of caring from one to the other, but we will also have shlemut in our home. It's when we're not able to provide the correct tochacha, and we'll speak about what that means from a Torah perspective in a little bit, but if we're not able to provide that, then our homes will not necessarily be, at least my take, will not be filled with that sense of shalom or shlemut, with being complete. And therefore, I think as a parent, we are all striving to certainly reach that level, to have shalom bayis in our home, but also to make sure that we feel complete in our duties as parents, and that our children feel complete as well in their growth through their adulthood. I think one of the most famous psychologists that have existed in the past era, and he passed away, is Rav Valby. And Rav Valby has a tremendous amount of insight about what discipline is all about. And again, I'm trying to move away from the word discipline and really kind of replace that with the word chinuch. Says Rav Valby something very beautiful. And he says in source number 7, Hachinuch hu misima rishona b'ma'ala misima shatzlachata mafticha et kiyum moreshet ha'am et torato. That chinuch is something that is of an upscale, it's an important level, and it's something only with chinuch will you ultimately have a tremendous amount of success in your accomplishment in terms of an am, in terms of accomplishment, in terms of fulfilling the Kodesh Baruch Hu's commandments and following the Torah. Hachinuch hu misima hamotelet al kol av v'chol em. And it's something that's joint. Chinuch is not just something that the father does when he gets home. Chinuch is not just something that the mom does when she's with the children, but rather it's a partnership. And it falls, that obligation falls on both parents. And a person and a parent, once they have that child, they can never say anymore that they want to be mifater. They no longer want to have the sense of responsibility. We would say, maybe in a very realistic way, you got yourself into it, now you have to figure out how to get yourself out of it. But the Torah doesn't talk like that. The Torah basically says, you just got yourself into an opportunity, now figure out a way how to best utilize that opportunity, how to best maximize that opportunity. So parents can never say, I don't want to be involved in that. And I think the other lesson here is that what Rav Valby is saying is, You have to be involved in discipline. There is no such thing as a home that has children that doesn't have an aspect of discipline in it, aspect of chinuch. Mitzad sheni, kemishkal neged chinuch hu devar hatavua betoch tocham shel ahorim, hu me'atzem tivam hem rotzim lechanech hetev et bneihem. Which is true. I can tell you as a parent of Kenan Ahar of 7 children, that when a child, certainly in our family, and I think to the parents who are in this room as well, that when you're blessed with a child in your family, you instinctually, you want to improve, you want to connect, you want to guide that child. And that's something that's very much innate. Says Rav Valby in the last paragraph, or source number 7, Aval, al eli tzarich losif et hayidia, shachinuch zo chochma amukai. But you have to understand that chinuch, that which we're talking about, the sense of growth and discipline, that's a tremendous wisdom. It's a very intense, it's a very deep wisdom. You can't just say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to figure it out. Well, how am I going to figure it out? I'm going to figure it out through my emotions. I'm going to figure it out, you know, just by chance. I'll know what to do. But rather, you can't even say, oh, nature tells me, my natural instinct tells me I should follow this way. You can't rely on that. You can't say that, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu has given me the gift of natural parenting. So that's wonderful. But you can't just rely on that. You have to understand that chinuch is going to require work. Chinuch is going to require thought. It's going to require effort. It's going to require some sort of preparation for it. And I think that is a great way to start talking about what chinuch is all about. Pele Yoetz is famous for giving us a Torah perspective on different topics and sugyot in Judaism. Says the Pele Yoetz in source number 8 on the word chinuch, k'tiv, and he really focuses here on this pasuk from Mishlei, a very important one. Many educators quote this pasuk when teaching their talmidim. Chanoch lanar al pi derko, gam ki yaskin lo yisur mimena, that a person has to be very careful. A person has to realize that each child is an individual child. Each person is their own person with their own needs, with their own emotions, with their own thoughts. And therefore, the chinuch, the discipline, the structure that has to be given to that person has to be alpi derko, in their own way. And what is the mitzvah of chinuch? V'zo mitzvah ha'av ala ben lechancho b'torah v'mitzvot. Certainly, chinuch includes the whole concept of a father bringing in a child to the world of Judaism, to the world of Torah, to the world of Torah mitzvot. That's the whole purpose. And just like you need to be mechanech your children with Torah mitzvot, kach tzarich lelamdam ulechancham b'derech eretz umidot tovot v'sharot be'ofin shekol re'ehem yakirim kihem zer brach Hashem. Chinuch isn't just about teaching bereishit bara Elokim. Chinuch is not just about going over the bar mitzvah parsha. Chinuch is about a structure of a way of life with correct midos. Chinuch is about showing your son how to be yashar, showing your daughter how to be yashar. It's both. It's not just an intellectual, cognitive process. It's a process that should engage every aspect of the child's well-being and growth. And I think from a psychological aspect, the next part is really important. V'akol lefi dato shel ben ulefi shana v'galgel imo pa'amim behekaot. Pamim betochachot, pamim bakashot, pamim berakot, pamim bemanot umatanot, pamim mitvarim tovim. The way in which a person should be mechanech really depends on the child. Again, my perspective is different, but it's open. According to the Pele Yoetz, sometimes you may have to be stern and you may have to be somewhat physical. Sometimes you may have to scream and yell. Sometimes you may have to plead. Sometimes you may have to say things in a nice way. You may have to give gifts. You may have to give blessings. You may have to give good things. And really what the Pele Yoetz is telling us is you have to figure out who the child is. You have to know your child. You have to know that hitting or giving gifts may or may not work. It really depends on your child. And that's a very important aspect of what chinuch is all about. V'chanchem b'chavod habriyut v'shelo ye'azeh panim u'ksha'oref v'kshu minan alvim v'enam alvim. And you have to remember the what? That when you are mechanech your child, when you are giving your child an opportunity to grow, it has to be done b'chavod habriyos. That every child, every human being has in him etzelem elokim. And that means there's a certain sense of godliness, a certain sense of gedusha that's in it. And the way that we approach our children has to be with that sense of godliness. And therefore we have to take into account that we have to even in the midst of saying to our child, don't cross the street when it's a red light, or why did you take that? In the midst of saying those things, we have to make sure that we do it b'chavod. And it's okay if the child cries, there's nothing wrong with that. But the manner in which we do it has to be done with respect. Okay, let's turn over, stay on the same page, but go over to source number 8 in the Sefer called Olam Hamido, which was written by Rav Kestenbaum. And Rav Kestenbaum really talks about midot. He's the one who quotes the Gra in the beginning of a sefer that I read for you earlier today. Rav Kestenbaum says in his midot of kavod that kavod isn't just something that is about me, the person, but rather there's a connection to kavod in terms of the raising up my children. We have the obligation to praise the kochos, to praise the potential, the characteristics of our own children. V'chova aleinu lo di'am malotehem v'kochotehem. And we have to let them know. We have to tell them what are their milas. What do they do that's very good? She'im lo ken. If we don't identify their strengths, if we don't identify their positive attributes, lo yakiru matzmam mahu malotehem v'kochotehem. If we as parents can't say to our own children, you're really good at this, or you're wonderful at that, or you're talented in this particular area, our children themselves, if they can't hear it from their own parents, will never know it. V'rachmanot alabanim shaorim eina machzikim otam behem me'oni tzorchim shacharim yakiru b'malotehem v'kochotehem. It's a rachmanos. It's a rachmanos to the children whose own parents are not providing them that sense of chizuk, whose own parents don't identify with them strengths. What does that really mean? It's a rachmanos for a child only to hear the bad, only to hear the negative. Beautiful study that was done a number of years ago, actually probably in the 1990s, among teachers, but I think it has a lot to do also for parents. They went to a number of schools throughout the United States, and they saw that 80% of the type of feedback the teachers gave to students was actually on the negative side, and only 20% was positive. So I'll use that study as a kind of a model. That's what happens during the day when the teacher is hopefully somewhat in control, when the teacher doesn't have any other distractions. God forbid what happens at home when we have a tremendous amount of stress and anguish and we have so many distractions, and if we're zochet to have more than one or two children. So imagine what type of feedback we give to our kids. And this is what he's saying. He's saying that it's important for us to be responsible and to draw out the kochos of our children. If a parent can't do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send shlichim to this child so that the shliach can at least take out and give that child chizuk. Everybody has kochos. There's no such thing as a child not having a koach. Yesh miyuchadim bechokhmah, v'yesh bechesed, v'yesh ba'adinut, v'yesh begvorah. Some of them are great with their wisdom. They have intellect. Some are beautiful, the beautiful hearts, and they're kind. Some are soft. Some have strength and courage. Ve'ein ledever sof, and there's no ein ledever sof. Everybody has something. U'kmo shekatuv le'el kol echad yesh lo tefkid miyuchad ba'olam la'shlim olamo. Ve'ein kan chas v'shalom tacharu ben adam l'chaveru. Everybody has a function in this world. Everybody is here in this world for a purpose. And therefore, there's always somebody in this world that's better than us because they're here to serve a purpose that we can't serve. Ve'tafkid ha'av la'ashrish yisod zeh bevanav. That's the point. The goal of the father is what? Is to make sure that he enables his children, that he has his foundation built into his children. Shekol echad yargish shehu miyuchad v'chashuv mitzad atzmo, that everyone should feel, every single child should feel, that they're special, that they're miyuchad, that they're an individual, they're important. Ule'er behem atchuka l'malot hakachot shemenuchim b'karvam, and to try to give them opportunities where they can go after their talents and their strengths. ואם חס ושלום האב אינו מבין את זה ורוצה דבר אחד לכל בניו ועל זה תולה חשיבותם הרי בניו עומדים בסכנה. If a father thinks that there's only one derech, there's only one yeshiva, there's only one profession, there's only one way that each child of his should go to, then that's a mistake. Such a mistake that it will bring his children, God forbid, to danger. ונראה שזה מה שהאב מברך את בניו, we're at the third paragraph. בכל ליל שבת ישמח אלוקים כפר מנשה והעולם אומרים ששורש הברכה הוא כשם שלא היה קנאה בין אפרים ומנשה. Just like there was no jealousy between Ephraim and Menashe, כן לא תהיה קנאה בין הבן לאחיו ובין לאחרים. So too, the children and siblings should not have jealousy among them. ותראה להוסיף טעם הדבר, אמר לו קנאה מנשה באפרים. Why was there no jealousy between Ephraim and Menashe? Shibichu Yaakov Lefram Biyadim, you know. At the end of the day, Yaakov did give his right hand to the youngest child. Mishum Shehevim Menashe, because Menashe understood. Shekol Echad Yeshlo Tafkid Miyuchad Ba'olam. Vezeh Hayah Tafkid Shel Ephraim. Shememenu Yavo Amanhig Yoshua Benun Velo Yesh Tafkid Acher. Because Menashe realized, even though I don't have the right hand of my grandfather, it doesn't mean that I'm not important. I'm just as important. But that's his Tafkid. And I have my own tafkid. Umishum kach lo shina Yaakov et mekomam. Rak shekolet yadav. Shekol echad chashivato bimkomo lekeim tafkido amiyuchad. So we're going to finish here, but the idea here behind these words is that it's important, it's crucial, it's part, it's an eighth of this process of chinuch, that everybody, every child has to understand that they're different. So what's the misgeret? What's the misgeret that we're supposed to follow? Do we prove? Do we rebuke? How much do we do it? And really, if you came here to get very practical answers of what you should do, you should realize by now that there's no way for me to answer that. Every child is so different. However, Chazal inform us of a misgeret. Chazal give us a bit of a formula of how to best discipline, how to best be mechanech our own children. Says Revolbi in source number 9 on the next page. B'tfilah amidah anu mevachim shte brachot b'inyan Yerushalayim. So during an Ashmanasya, you'll see very quickly what are the brachos that we give over in Ashmanasya and Yerushalayim. We give Boni Yerushalayim u'matzmiach keron Yeshua. These are the two brachos. A bracha of binyan, of building, and a bracha of matzmiach keron Yeshua, of growth, of natural growth. Ha'echat shehi bonei Yerushalayim ve'ashniya shehi matzmiach et ha-Mashiach. Tzmicha uvinyan. This concept of natural growth and building, elu shtei pulot shenot. They are two very distinct behaviors. Tzmicha, hi talich tivi be'olam hazeh. Tzmicha, natural growth, that's something which is very natural. You put a seed in the ground and you watch the plant grow, it comes out in a very natural way, sometimes in a very wild way. Mashin yizra ba'adama tzomeach me'atzmo, but the plant decides how it wants to come up. Eit tzomeach me'elav, perach tzomeach me'elav. I have in my own home planted a number of plants this past year, and it's unbelievable. Some plants went to the right, some to the left. I had to put sticks in the middle, but basically the plant, once you put the seeds in and the roots in, they go in whatever direction that they want to go. Unlike the other type of behavior, and that's binyan. Binyan meaning build. Binyan hu devar she'adam oseh. Building something, you require man to actually build. Meniach yisod ve'achagach meniach nidvach agabe nidvach ad shabayit mukhan. Building requires clearing out a foundation and then putting one block on top of another block. And you know how it comes out? It comes out in the manner in which you put the blocks. That's what building is all about. You can decide. You want to put a block more to the right, more to the left. It's up to you. Borei ha'olam anhig et ha'olam b'shtei hanagot elu gam yachad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His wisdom, this is the way that He's manig this olam. B'tziruf shel shtehen hu mevi et ha'olam lidei tachlit ha'achrona. B'tzad achad hu bonei im hashgacha miyuchedet u'mitzad sheni hu do'ei l'kol l'kach sheitzmach ha'meshiach t'michat organit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us, gives us a model of how to have a relationship with our children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, He's Avinu Malkeinu, He's also our Father. And how does He give us this model over? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His ways, on the one hand, there's binyan. On the one hand, there is structure, there's construction. This is the way it's supposed to be done. Not that way or not this way. On the other hand, it's smicha. There is a perspective of individuality. There is room for personal growth. And that, I think, is a tremendous model. Continues Revolbi, also in terms of taking this idea and following through. Me'ein ze kotev Ramchal, says Rav Lutzato, b'tchilat Misilas Yesharim. This is how he begins the Misilas Yesharim. Yesod, yesod, that word, yesod, from the word we just said, from binyan construction, ha-chasidut, v'shoresh ha-avuda ha-tmima, hu shi'itbarer v'itamet etzel adam macho v'to b'lamo. Begins the Rutzato and Misilas Yesharim with these words, Yesod achasidut v'shorash avoda. Of course, in the next prayer of Niknei Yishlo Kvar Shem Hashem, if you take the first letter of those four words, Yesod achasidut v'shorash avoda, you get the name of God. Im kach lomdim, but if you think that's all the Rav Lutzato had in mind, lo mivinim edivir ha-Ramchal, then you really lost what Ramchal is trying to tell us. So what is he trying to tell us? Ha-Ramchal koveya kan shegam b'avodat Hashem yesh shnei malchim. In the most holy of holy services to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there are two drachim. Chasidut tzricha yisod. You need to have construction. You need to have binyan. You need to have that which man himself is going to prepare. Chasidut zohi amidah elyona bebinyan ha'adam uvinyan tzricha yisod. Chassidut is about building oneself. כדי להגיע לחסידות צריך תחליט להניח יסוד לבניין הזה. ככל שהבית יותר גבוה צריך היסוד להיות יותר עמוק. The greater the building, the taller the building, the deeper the foundation. And how do you make a great person? You make a great person with tremendous amount of building, with tremendous amount of construction, with tremendous amount of effort and time and consistency. That's yesod, that's binyan. Shorash avuda legebe avuda mishtemesh bal misus sharam bilashon shoresh. However, when we talk about the actual service, that we're using the term of shoresh, which is growth, natural growth. Kavanato lomar bezeh shavuda hi talich organi hatzomeach ba'adam. It has to be the individual aspect of the person. Aval talich zeh tzarich litzmoach mishurash ki im ein shoresh en tzmicha. If you want a person to grow and there is no tzmicha, im ken mevuar b'filad misad yisharim sheyesh yesod v'yesh shoresh api zeh yesh likro et emshech hagmatam sham. It's only when you realize that in order to get to the end of what Mesillas Yesharim talks about, in order to get Ruach HaKodesh, you have to start in the beginning. You have to start with the foundations. You have to start with understanding which way am I going to get to that Shekhinah? Which way am I going to get Ruach HaKodesh? And that's by understanding the two levels here. The same thing that Rav Volbi said before. And there has to be binyan, there has to be construction, something which is strict in a structure, but there also has to be individuality, there has to be tzmicha. If you go to where the bold black end of that paragraph, it says Rav Volbi, Im notnim leyeled litzmoach v'ligdol mibli livnototo yotze per adam. Look around today in our own culture. If you give a child an opportunity just to do tzmicha, just to do natural growth, to do really whatever he wants, if you're afraid to say to the child, hey, you're not allowed to do this, or you can't do this, or you can't cross the road, or you can't eat this cookie right now, what do you have at the end? You have a per adam, you have a wild person, you have a wild child. Im bunim et hayeled mibli litayches al koach hatzmicha shebo, osim menu robot. But if you always tell the child, do A, do B, do C, do 3, this is the only way to do it. You have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. So what do? You lose the individuality of the child. You lose the natural aspect of the child, and you end up with a robot who can't think for themselves. Hatziruf shel shnei advarim yachad shel koach hatzmicha u'maaseh habinyan zeh chinuch. And that's what chinuch is all about. Chinuch is about being able to see your child and being able to understand that you need to put in both aspects. You have to recognize that the child is an individual, that they have their own kochos. And at the same time, you have to be able to build. You have to be able to put limits and to create structures and boundaries. So to merit zucha livnot yele b'diachus al tzmichato. You have to build a child according to his ability to grow naturally. Source number 10. Taking this idea one more step. Parshiot matot maseya amisaimot et sefer b'midbar. Tevot b'Torah tzmudot zo lezo uvederach klan nikrot parshiot elu mechubar. Normally, we read these two parshiot together. Matot and maseya. Atam litzmudatam vilanagat achibur ben parshiot elu novea min avodah shebishtei parshiot ha'inyan ha'mishutaf ha'merkazu. What's the central theme of these parshas? Noseh hitbachbriyot sheben am liYisrael laHashem. It's all about the connection. These two parshas talk about the connection between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lemanigav litorah le'eretz Yisrael. HaTorah melamedet ki achibur ben Yisrael l'Kadosh Baruch Hu makor utzmato ruchanit v'gashmiit shel Am Yisrael. Lefichach achibur ben Am Yisrael l'Kadosh Baruch Hu mutza b'tzivat piramida k'dusha v'tziva. What I want to get to is not necessarily the content of these two parshas, but except for you to know that the theme of both parshas talks about the connection between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the name of these parshas? What's the name of these parshas? Matot and Maseh. Matot comes from the word of Mateh. What's Mateh? Mateh is rod. Mateh is a stick. Mateh is hard. Mateh is rigidity. What's the other word? Maseh. Comes from the word of Masot, which is also, it's a journey. It's a path. You're going somewhere. You might not necessarily going, but it's a journey. It's open. It's traveling. And again, we take the same theme again, that you need to be able, if you want to have a very important and meaningful relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you need to be able to have both concepts. On the one hand, you need to have the mateh, the rigidity, and you also need to have the ability to allow your child to journey in their way.
What's the source for that?
It's Chabad, it's the Lubavitcher's Rebbe, P. pirush on atlacha. Yeah, on atchala. Okay, moving on to source number 11. So far we spoke about a framework that includes two aspects, one of individual growth, but also one of building. So I want to give you two more suggestions, and then we'll talk about some tachlis ideas. Shtei derachim b'chinuch, says Revolbi, also there are two aspects of chinuch that when we are about to engage our children, we're about to relate to them, we have to take them in mind. Number one, dugma yishit. Hachiyuv ha-gadol shel ha-arim hu l'shamesh dugma. We have to be the models. Kol yeled rotze be'ofen tevi lizdahot im horav v'lachakot otam. Every child, you know who they want to be like? They want to be like the parent. They want to have some aspect of the parents in them. Ima dugma shehem arim hitova v'yachas sheben arim v'yeled hu yachas bari yachas levaviv v'cham azay be'ofen tevi ha-yeled yitzhe liyot kmo aviv shalom. If the model of a parent, of a father, is one of warmth, one of being personable, one of caring and love, the child is also going to reciprocate that. Vayadat yitzel liyot kmo ima. Echad mikarei hachinuch hachashuvim biyoter hu hadugma haishit im horav dorshim miladim dvarim shehem atzmam inam osim hem alulim lekakel et hayeladim legamrei. Let's say, for example, that we want to demand our own children that they should be bnei Torah and they should learn and they should do chesed. But in our own home, we ourselves, we don't learn, we don't do chesed, we don't interact appropriately, we're the ones that are going to create the model. In the 1960s, social psychology, the field of social psychology was very, very popular in America. A lot of experiments that were done on pro-social behavior. One of the experiments that was done was on violence. Basically, what they did is they split a kindergarten room into two. To one side of the room, or one room, they put in a big doll, and they show the kids. One of the teachers came and he hit this doll. And to the other room, they brought in the same doll, and the teacher came and he gently touched the doll and spoke to the doll and sometimes hugged the doll. And during recess, when all the children got together, there was one doll there. The children that were in the room, it's common sense, but it's so important. The children that were in the room, when the teacher themselves hit the doll, those were the children 95% of the time that hit this doll. And the other children who were in the other room where the teacher spoke to the doll, those were the children that spoke and were nice to the doll. That's modeling. If we ourselves can't model that type of behavior in terms of expectations for our children, that they'll never follow. If we want our children to be a certain way, we have to model that. The second is hasbara, which means explanation. B'malach gidulo shel hayeled tzricha liyot hasbara. There has to be explanation. There has to be a description. Hasbara shel emunah shel mitzvot haTorah. You have to explain why all these things are important. Mutelet chova al harim lasbir leladim. Lo lachshov sheyelad katan midai v'alav lekayem et kol hadvarim bli hasbara. You can't think that a child knows everything without you explaining it. One of the things I recently said to one of my clients, when the parent was sitting in the room, I said, you know, when you're the parent and you get upset, if all you do to the child is rah! Like that, and you don't explain what's wrong, they're going to do that bad behavior again. You have to be able to take them out. Sorry about that. Okay? You have to be able to take out the child and say, you can't hit your other sibling. And this is the reason why. Because they think that you're a terrorist. Because they think that you're going to hurt them. And then you can say it in a very stern manner. But if they only hear the screaming, if they only hear the yelling, if they only get the patch, and there's no hasbir, there's no explanation, how are they expected to know? Okay? So these are the two fundamental ways in which we can carry out our chinuch. And finally, we just want to share this idea with you, and I think it's important. Certainly, it will apply to a number of you who are sitting in this room. Shorish ha-chinuch v'yisido b'chinuch ha-mechanech et atzmo ki ish chinuch mashpia me'atzmo mi'oto b'dugma ishit elmenet memenu. So what's the shorish of chinuch? Is that a person has to come to a place where he himself is the ish chinuch. Says the Tiva Chinuch Rav Urbinovitz the following thing in source number 12. V'nire b'ze al pi ma shenishal Maran HaChazonish. Listen to this great question that he was asked. Me'eze gil matchil chinuch hayeladim. When is the right age to be mechanech our children? Answers the Chazonish. Ve'ana. B'shinuto zman mitzvat hachinuch matchil 10 shanim lifnei hakatuna. You know when chinuch begins? It begins before you even get married. V'yisod ha'davar sharei barur pashut shemi shebe'atzmo einu mechunach lo yitachen sheyochal lechanech achrim. If we ourselves are not mechunach, if we ourselves don't have a direction, if we ourselves don't have clarity in our lives, if we ourselves don't have good midos, don't strive for things, so how can we expect to pass on that message to others and certainly our children? Sheken einu b'torat chinuch ve'etzem ha'oto mufkat min ha'chinuch. The tachlis of it is first ourselves. We have to be mechunach. We have to be educated. We have to follow in the right way. There's no way we're able going to take that idea and give it over if we ourselves can't do it. V'nukudat shorish chinuchi. What is the foundation of chinuch? Hanchalat hergel sidrei mashmat v'geder. We ourselves have to find, try to have boundaries, try to have limits. Birisun v'tzirat shukat chemda chomer hemisat avatagu v'hemisat amidot, so on and so forth. I don't want to get to it, it's a side point, but the bottom line is, if we want to be mechanech others, we want to be the correct role models for them, we ourselves have to act in a way that we expect others to act as well. So what's one suggestion? Number of suggestions I'm going to try, they're very practical, and I think there are things that we already know. And I'll use the line of the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim writes in his introduction that the whole Sefer Mesillas Yesharim is really just a review. Why is it a review? Because when we do things that are dear to us and we think they're important, we don't think that we need greater instruction. And I think here what I'm about to share with you is really a review. Sometimes we look at things from a different perspective. If we hear it again, it'll be good for us to be mitchazik ourselves. The first concept here is that ahava, love, and chinuch are inseparable. They have to have one and the other. Yesh namarim rabim b'neinu asher mitkashim ma'od latet livnehem et achom v'ahava sheem zkuku lahem. There are many parents who find it very difficult to find and to give over warmth and love to children who need them. And there are many reasons why parents may not necessarily love their child. Maybe it's because there's difficulties in shalom bayis with a husband and a spouse, or because of parnasa, there's money issues, economy issues. Listen, we live in a world that's very taxing. We live in a world there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of tension. There's a lot of things going on in the world, whether it's the Middle Eastern war, whether it's common politics, or whether it's our own economy and finances and trying to put everything together. It's hard, it's difficult. And God forbid we may find ourselves in a place where we're so tarud with everything else and we're not focusing on the love. Ve'orim ke'elu, second paragraph, ve'orim ke'elu tzuchim ladat, she'af im kashe lahem la'rot ahava livnehem, if they find it difficult to show love to their children, mikol makom hem zkukim lezeh me'od. Your children need it. Your children want it. Ve'im kashe lahem la'nik chiba be'ahava. And if you're not able to give them a little warmth, a little love, michoyevim hem leteches atzot alzeh, en bechol zot yuchlu liten avakor. You have to go get help because you have to be able to give them some sense of love. Ha'orim adogeim latid yaldehem. Those parents who are concerned about the future of their children, alehem ladad be'ofen barur v'nahir. I told you beforehand that the model is you have to have dugmah sheet. What does a child read from the parent when the mother says one thing and the father says something else? Both parents have to be in it together. Because when there's dispute among parents, and then the children get sucked up into the different stresses of the family, so on the one hand, you need to be able to give over love. On the other hand, you have to be very careful that even if you disagree with your spouse about a particular thing, when you relate it over to the child, it has to be in one front. You can even relate a disagreement, but it has to be over in one front. Not to take the child to one room to say, I really think that your father is wrong or that your mother is wrong. But rather, it has to be coming together. The child should not sense there's any problem with shalom bayis. Okay, last page. We'll try to do this a little bit more quickly. And I mean, most of this is fairly common sense, but it's important to review. Okay, number one, Yachas Shebein Av Livno, the relationship between a father and a child. Kulani Yudim Echayuv Shekavod Miben La'av. We all know that a child has to honor his father, v'chein le'em, and also his mother. K'mo shekatuv b'Torah b'Aseret HaDibot, k'bed et avicha v'et imecha. However, aval arbe eina mudu'im shemutal gam ha'alurim l'chvod b'nehem. Another suggestion is that just like a child has an obligation to honor his father and mother, so too a father and a mother have an obligation to honor their children. We spoke about this before, and that is the way you approach your children, the way that you respond to them, the manner in which you discipline them has to be done with a sense of kavod. Number two, teva adam she'inav tzufim lehorav. We said this, that we all look to our parents. By the way, it doesn't make a difference what age you are, whether you're 5, whether you're 25, or even 45. Okay, we always look to our parents. Ein adam chashuv be'nei hayeled kmo rav, and there's no greater model for a child than his own parent. V'lachen mishar chashivuto yedei haskama datam, and the child yearns the haskama, the agreement of the parent. Harei yeladim biyad horehem kmo chomer biyad yitzur v'pachan orahu acharyut mutal alehem. Ein sefek she'arbe bachorim sherachma latzan atu midarach Hashem asuken shorehem hayu chaserim binyan ze. Nitinat kavod v'chashivut levanav shel adam hu yisod hachinuch. Why do some, he says here, suggest, why do some of the people, some of the children steer away? It's because they don't feel important in the eyes of their parent. Gimel. Gam ha'orim le'arif ahava v'chiba lilidehem. We spoke about this before, so we'll do this b'ktzara, we'll do this in briefly, and that is that the importance of giving our love and our time to our children. He writes in his book that if you give a little attention, a little love to somebody else, you'll see the great benefits. But if you could do that with somebody else your age, how much more so it's important to do with your own children. Children need, they demand, it's a must to have love from their parents. But obviously, every child, every mother and every father loves your child. It's true that a parent will give their life to a child. But sometimes we don't have the ability to express that love. I know it. I know it in my heart. I know it in my thoughts. I go to sleep. I think about my children. But how many times have I gone over to my child and I said, good morning, I love you. We live today in a world of technology. We can use technology for that also. We have phones. How many times, I mean, you guys can think ahead, who knows what the technology will be, your day, but to send a text, I'm thinking about you, I love you, just to give a sense to our children that they're important. Okay, Dalet. V'zeh mekarev abanim legadel od ve'od, v'zeh davar peshut. What is that? The way that we discipline our children, and every single child has to be disciplined. We spoke about it before, but the manner in which you do it has to be done b'azbara and b'nachat. Okay, not just to scream and to yell, but to do it in a way that they can incorporate it and they can listen to it. Moving right along to hey, I'll say it from the outside. Hey is a suggestion that umutaleinu l'sum lev l'ergashut shalahem, that we have to pay attention not only to the child's potential and individuality, we have to pay attention to the child's emotions. Where they're holding emotionally? Are they sad? Are they happy? Where are they holding? Vav. We have to spend time with our children. V'laken al adam l'gvolu zman shiyein banav chok v'lo yavor. We have, just like we set time to learn Torah, which is important, we have to set time to be with our child. And we cannot move away from that. Zayin. V'olem mizeh sheyesh l'chazek beinenu tamid b'ahava v'kavod. We spoke about tochacha, we spoke about kavod, but we also have to encourage, we have to offer praise to our children in the same manner. The next two paragraphs, which I'm not going to read inside, but I think that they're important, is on source number 15, speaks about that while we may live in communities that we think are very protective and very safe for our children, we always have to keep an eye out for our children where they're at, whether we send them to camp, or we send them to shul, or to groups, or to kindergarten, or to school. The fact that they go into a different institution doesn't mean that they're all safe. We have to make sure that we keep our eyes, that we know exactly what institution we're sending them to, that we check up on it, and that we put our efforts into that. And bet is also, again, the importance of listening to our child. And finally, no better way to conclude the session about helping our children grow, then the realization that we have to do our shtalos, but at the end of the day we have to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I leave for you tefilas avos albanim, that bezrat Hashem, those of us in the room who have not had an opportunity to be zochet to have a child, Kodesh Baruch Hu give you a bracha, and may you have that opportunity in your life. Those of us in the room that have had that opportunity, we should see much nachas from our children, and bezrat Hashem will follow in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways to be mechanach them in the correct way. Thank you very much for joining us today. Have a wonderful day.